Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And don't forget, of course, to go over to npr.org and click on NPR Podcasts to learn how you can receive Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me as a weekly download for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Amanda Petroselli from Plymouth, Indiana.
Hey, Amanda, how are things in Plymouth?
Real good. We're doing all right out over here.
What do you do there in Indiana?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Hey, how are you finding that?
Boring.
Well,
you know what? It gets more exciting if you have kids.
Amanda, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will now read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting in your home answering machine.
Okay.
All right?
Good. I'm ready.
Here is your first quote.
Here's how it works. It starts at 64, then 32, then 16. It's just like Bush's approval rating.
That was David Letterman comparing the president's poll numbers to what sporting event that started this week?
Sporting event that started this week?
Yes.
The NCAA tournament?
Of course, okay. Yes. It's that magical time of year when billions of dollars worth of office computer equipment, not to mention Xerox machines, is hijacked to track the progress of the NCAA college basketball tournament. Most people, of course, everybody gets involved in this, gambling on this, not that they're supposed to, but most people don't know what's going on when it comes to college basketball, so they pick their teams based on things like team colors, for example. Bill Simmons of ESPN described how his mom decided that Duke was going to win. Quote, I had a friend named Duke in college. Duke's a doctor now. All right, Amanda, here is your next quote.
Okay.
This is 100% having to do with his faith of Scientology. He has no problem, and he's cashed plenty of checks with our show making fun of Christians.
That was South Park co-creator Matt Stone lashing out at one of his stars who quit this week, supposedly over the show's treatment of religion. Who?
The treatment of religion.
Yes.
Isaac Hayes.
Very good, yes. This week, Isaac Hayes said he could no longer appear as the character Chef on Comedy Central's South Park because, quote, religious beliefs are sacred to people and at all times should be respected and honored. I cannot support a show that disrespects those beliefs and practices. But many have pointed out that he had no problem appearing on episodes making fun of Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Mormons, Zoroastrians, Rastafarians, you name it. But apparently, the show that suggested that Hayes' own religion, Scientology, was a crackpot scam in which suckers are fleeced out of their money with weird tales of ancient aliens. Just
terrible.
Too much to bear. And I'm in trouble now. Your last quote is someone interviewing the Ayatollah Khomeini in 1979.
Forgive me, Iman. Anwar Sadat says, his words, not mine, you are a lunatic.
That's perhaps the most famous question asked by someone who announced he would be retiring after decades of tough interviews like that one. Who?
I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint. Ready?
Okay.
See if I can do this. Tick, 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 tick.
Oh, Mike Wallace.
Yes, very good.
Okay.
It has been said, the most feared words in the English language are Mike Wallace is here and he wants to talk to you. In 60 Minutes, he practically invented a particular brand of gotcha journalism where the reporter shows up at your door, ambushes you, and you wind up looking like a frightened, very guilty monkey on national TV. When asked why he's decided to retire, Mr. Wallace said, quote, I've often replied when asked, I'll retire when my toes turn up. Well, they're just beginning to curl a trifle. Carl, how did Amanda do in our quiz?
Amanda had three correct answers, Peter, so she wins our prize. Congratulations, Amanda.